The timeline for shutting down Ardmore's largest employer, a recap of health policies approved this legislative session, and could mountain lions be settling in Oklahoma? This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, June 10th. I'm Deborah Shar. The closure of a tire production facility in South Central Oklahoma is expected to be completed by this fall. KGOU's Nick Daniels has an update.
The last tire will roll off from the Michelin Ardmore production plant by late September or early October. That's according to a report from KTEN-TV following an update from the Michelin Transition Task Force. The company initially planned to wind down production by the end of this year. Around 500 workers remain at the plant, down from the 1,400 originally impacted. Michelin was Ardmore's biggest employer. City Manager Kevin Boatwright told the TV station the city has been planning for this moment.
For about a two-year period, we have been preparing ourselves financially to try to absorb some of the loss of revenue.
He says now that the timeline for closure has been brought into focus, it will help the city in shaping next year's budget. City officials say interest is already growing in the warehouse portion of the site, which could be available early next year. I'm Nick Daniels.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency has started home inspections for people applying for assistance after the March wildfires. KGOU's Audrey McClure has details.
According to a Monday press release, the inspections will help determine the present condition and safety of homes and will require in-person verification of assistance applicants. Applicants can expect an inspection of about 45 minutes and a processing time of 7 to 10 days. FEMA inspectors do not determine applicant eligibility, but the information gathered during the inspection will factor into the decision. Inspectors will consider factors like whether the home is standing, if electrical and gas systems are working, and if the home can be safely entered and exited. Inspectors will have FEMA identification and will make appointments with applicants prior to the visit. More information can be found on the FEMA website. In Norman, I'm Audrey McClure.
Various bills impacting healthcare providers, facilities, and patients made it through the legislature this session. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has some of the highlights.
Lawmakers addressed everything from insurance coverage to hospital pricing. Senate Bill 176 is a bipartisan policy requiring health benefit plans that offer coverage for contraceptive drugs to cover a six-month supply. It supports more consistent access for Oklahomans, especially those living in rural areas. Senate Bill 889 by Felt Republican Casey Murdoch requires hospitals to publish a list of prices for 300 common services in an easy-to-understand manner. Lawmakers also passed another bipartisan measure despite a veto from the governor. House Bill 1389 by Tulsa Democrat Melissa Provenzano expands insurance coverage for breast cancer imaging and advanced diagnostic tests. The measure's passage was especially personal to its author, who currently has breast cancer. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Wildlife experts say mountain lions have likely been visiting Oklahoma for at least two decades. Now, as State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports, the species could be settling here permanently.
The Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation says it confirmed mountain lion kittens in two counties. Photos of the cats were sent to the department by private landowners in the fall. They say this is the first piece of evidence that mountain lions are becoming permanent residents of Oklahoma, and it opens a door for future research on the species. The announcement comes about a month after Felt Republican Casey Murdoch's Senate Bill 1073 was signed into law, which adds a lottery system to mountain lion hunting. That's currently only legal under a provision related to threats to livestock and people. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.